If there's one thing that can be said about the North Shore, and is, regularly, it is that its outdoor experiences are unparalleled. Often praised are our peaks, but you don't need to schlep a mountain to witness some of the finest North Shore nature offerings. Much of it can be found in our own back gardens. Gardens BC, an online resource that highlights the province's vast and diverse selection of gardens and garden experiences, has partnered with Vancouver's North Shore Tourism Association to add a North Vancouver and West Van itinerary to its expansive list of outdoor guides. The free online guide outlines a 3-day, 23-stop itinerary that traverses the entirety of the North Shore, from the forests surrounding Capilano Suspension Bridge Park to the beaches of West Vancouver. Interwoven with the outdoor activities are local hotspots worthy of stopping off at for lunch, and even a hotel or two so hardy adventurers have a place to rest their weary heads. The North Shore offers such a wonderful experience. It's an excellent couple of days getting out to see the gardens, said Jeff Ball, president of Gardens BC. This itinerary was really curated to those who just enjoy gardens and being outdoors and the activities that come with that, the foods and the markets. Folks who love gardens and garden experiences can have a very, very well-rounded couple of days. Locals will recognize a number of outdoor usual suspects, including the famed suspension bridge and greenery spaces like Park and Tilford Gardens, but nestled among them are also a few hidden gems that even those who live nearby might not even be aware of. Recommended for day two, for example, is the Edible Garden Project, a sustainable farming initiative at Lute Farm. Family-owned nursery Dickhoff Nurseries on Dollarton Road has made the list, alongside Chiba Gardens, a traditional Japanese garden tucked away on North Van's waterfront. There's a lot of work that's been put into making people realize the beauty that's in the province, said Ball. Folks in the Lower Mainland looking for a day trip, they can break this up into a couple of different experiences and check out what's just down the street, and become aware of what's available that they may not have known before, he said. For those visiting Vancouver from abroad or elsewhere in the country, the itinerary highlights the most memorable local experiences that can be had as a tourist, he said. With Gardens BC, we're just trying to make our communities and the people in the province become aware of the amazing selection of garden experiences available to them, wherever they live. Mina Kerr Lazenby is the North Shore News Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative. M. Kerr Lazenby at nsnews.com twitter.com/monokerlazenby